He'll be in just a moment, thank you.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
This is Carl.
Albert. Yeah, Albert.
Thomas and I are here. And we're talking about this thing.
Yeah. Well, I've really been... give me that language. I had you copy. Go ahead.
Yeah. I sent you... I called down some language. They give it to you?
No.
Well, I called it down to your office and dictated the language. I paraphrased the language out of the...
Who did he talk to in my office? He said he dictated some language in my office. What office did you talk to, Jack?
Well, I called...
I got a thousand...
Robert's office, and that Mrs. DeBeer, what's her name?
Was it on their sweet clause?
Yeah, and I gave it both ways, you know, the affirmative and the negative. Personally, I prefer the negative, but whatever you like is all right. But they want.
Is this a language fund provided herein may be used by the Export-Import Bank?
Yes.
Is it guaranteed the payment? Only when the President shall determine that such guarantee of participation in extension credit is...
That's the country way. Personally, I like it the other way.
No, I don't. I think this is a firm... Now, did you cut it off in the national interest, or did you say anything else after the national interest?
No, I gave it just like they gave it.
Who gave it to you?
That was Humphreys.
Yeah. Let me see. She got it?
We might have.
Well, I told them we were going to go down to the book, but I was going to pay it. After she can get me the last word after the national interest, yes.
Now you can. We copied the other more or less out of the paraphrase the 1962 Act.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, Albert's working on passman. And I want to talk to you about this someday. You need to be better advised on this whole darn thing. I mean that.
It's not advice, Carl.
You need to know better the whole background of this thing, because you haven't had a chance to know as much about it as I have.
Well, now, what is it that I need to know?
Well, that this is going to be a continuing thing.
Of course, I know that. I know that it has. But God damn it, Carl, when he cuts you $900 million and he just runs over you and we just, at his mercy, I don't know what you can do except protest it. The advice won't do it. That's a hell of a note. I just hate to admit that you and McCormick and Hale Boggs and all of our leaders at Halleck can take Passman and whip hell out of us. I just hate to admit it. And I don't think that you ought to turn over Kennedy $3.9 billion and turn me over $3 billion and expect me to run it.
And do you know what? Since you made it that blunt, I didn't have anything to do with the deal on this thing? I'd like you to know that, too.
Well, there wasn't any deal. I told him I wouldn't take a penny less than 3/6 as far as my agreement's concerned.
We've got a situation now, and we've got to get the best out of it we can.
But now, what
for you, 1,000%, first, last, and always.
How could I be better advised, though, than I am? I don't know what you can do. You can't, any damn fool can get up and say, I'll take anything Passman gives me. But if I'd have done that, I'd have taken 2/8.
Oh, you didn't say that. I don't mean that, but I mean that he comes out and tells you how much he'll give you, and we've got to figure out whether we're going to take that way. Now, Mr. Rayburn did it because I was present when he did it.
He never took any 2/8.
No, but he took 2/7 once. He didn't take 2/8. He took 2/7 once. I think that's what I'm told. I'll get you the figures.
Well, I guess that's Passman. That's probably 2/7 economic. He's a pretty slick operator, this Passman is, and he don't know near as much about it as you think he does. He just gives you a bunch of damn figures. And I think he's a mental case. I honestly do.
I agree with you 100%. And I think it's time to do something about it.
But I don't know what you can do when Charlie Halleck can take him and can beat the president and beat the speaker and beat the majority leader. We Democrats are not very, very united party, and we haven't got much real reason to want the people to follow us if our people won't follow us. If they won't follow the president, they won't follow the speaker, and they won't follow the majority leader. Why, they follow Passman. Well, by God, they ought to elect him president.
Well, they ought to elect him leader anyway, you know. But, to tell you the truth, I tried to get every member of his subcommittee away from him. I couldn't get any of them, and I got vetoed from top quarters, finally, you know, and since then I haven't had any standing with him. And when you don't have standing with him, you're in pretty bad shape up here, you know. Now, that's the truth.
Well, you see, Carl, there are a lot of things you can't tell the folks up there.
Right.
And If I could tell him, I think he'd have a little better understanding. And I sat there one time when we turned down $5 million on Guam. And I saw it beat a hell of a bunch of folks when the Japs came in then and hit Pearl Harbor. Those folks that voted against $5 million Guam were in a hell of a shape. Now, I hate to see that happen to some folks, but it's going to happen to folks like Roberts and others that came in here with the support and ought to be voting that way.
Roberts is a good boy. He's a better boy than he seems, but he's got scared of the people that write to him. He's just like Passman. Now, Passman spoke against this amendment the other day, but of course he was carrying water on both shoulders while he did. But he told us today that he got 35 telegrams giving him heck, so he had to be on the other side, you know. Well, whenever 35 telegrams can...
Well, now, is he going to take this affirmative language?
I think he's going to go... he's going to take anything we want him to take, or you want him to take, rather, on that. I don't think it's any problem there.
Well, won't you have...
But Ford and Rhodes and Halleck want him to bring this thing back for a vote first, which I think is a mistake.
Of course it is, and I wouldn't let him do it.
Vote up or down.
I wouldn't let him do it, and I'd take those men, the Democrats, and just go down the list with them and say, now, you a Democrat or Republican? These guys want to hurt us. They got an election coming up. They want to play politics with this thing, and they ought to be doing it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Will you talk to Albert Thomas?
Yeah,
he's undoubtedly the most skillful man we have.
I'll be happy to.
In his house, and he's your friend and my friend, and he's here, and I'd like you to talk to him. Will you?
All right. Yes, sir.
Mr. President, Carl and I are working on this thing. Now, here's the way the situation is lining up, as I see it. I've been up talking to Otto, and Otto's like me, hadn't got a hell of a lot of sense. And $100 million don't mean a goddamn thing. You know it, and I know it. And he's going to go with you on the language, but he's just on the $100 million. So
well, if he agrees to give us that supplemental, he told us in writing that he'd give us $300 million.
Wait a minute now. So I get a hold of me and Carl get a hold of Pastore, and I ask Pastore to get on over there now, and I'm going up to Otto again and let Pastore kick our name around, promise him any goddamn thing he wants to, but hell with the money. Get it settled, and if necessary, bring the damn language back. But if they call you for a letter, get a letter over here by special messenger, and it's over with, because we can damn sure carry it. Now, did John Fogerty get you?
Yeah, and I told him just what you said, and he did.
And I'll check back with John.
But now, Albert, we ought to bust this thing up, forget it, if he doesn't agree to give us this 300 supplemental. Now, he told the speaker he'd give it to me. He told me he'd give it to me.
All right, let's get over this hurdle, and then we'll see about that later.
No, let's see about it as a part of the package.
Well,
that's if you're going to accept this $3
billion. I'll do whatever we ought to do in the supplemental. Let's get this behind him, and then we'll screw him good later.
All right, okay.
Take care.
Bye.